Oh my goodness, Dennis Quaid is here. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. Thanks for your time. I know you're about ready to hit the road this fall. You got your guitar, you got your microphone. You're going to be telling stories, singing songs.
And my piano.
And your piano, that's right. I actually, for the first time, I watched the movie Great Balls of Fire last night in preparation for this this interview, and I noticed those frosted tips, man. That had to take a lot of work.
Frosted tips. Yeah, they're really kind of a boondoggle, those frosted tips. I had hair extensions, too. The rubber bands down there on the roots.
You have been doing this music stuff a long time. I could tell that you were very skilled on the keys, even in that movie. So this music stuff that you're doing this fall, this is not something new to you.
No, I have been playing guitar since I was 12, and I started songwriting because I knew I wasn't going to be able to shred a guitar. And the Great Balls of Fire started me on the piano. I didn't play piano before I got that gig, and I had a year to prepare for it. And one of my teachers, which were many, but one of my teachers was Jerry Lee Lewis himself. I mean, that's one of the perks of being an actor. He really taught me that left hand, which is, wow, it's a very athletic experience to do that for, you know, an hour and a half. And he was also on the set every day going, "You're getting it wrong, son."
Yeah, what an amazing performance. The other thing I noticed in that movie last night, a very young Alec Baldwin. I kind of didn't even realize he was in that movie, and a very sad situation he's going through. Have you ever in your career ever fired a prop gun before?
Man, just very recently, in fact, I did. And I can't tell you how my heart goes out to everyone on that. And I know that Alex, you know, that could have happened to anybody. And they've got to do something. It's enough is enough with that. And what Alex and his family are going through, and her family as well, what they must be going through, is I can't imagine.
Yeah, very sad. So you say you shot a prop gun recently. Is there like a protocol, or you just as an actor, do you kind of put the onus on someone else? You know, here it is, it's prepared. Is there something that you should do as an actor? Obviously, moving forward, you're going to be a lot more careful. But going back to what you just spoke about a minute ago, that you just fired one, what is the procedure?
Well, there definitely is a protocol. It's just there's nothing casual about it, you know. And it's one of those things where the firearms expert on the set comes out. It shows the gun to everybody. Everything stops while that gun is inspected, and that's by everybody, not just the actor. And how that could have happened, I don't know. I guess we'll all find out as the investigation goes on. But that's just something that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, terrible story. My heart goes out to the Baldwin family and obviously the cinematographer that passed away. A bad story. But on a lighter note, let's talk about other props, because one of my all-time favorite movies, and as I mentioned, I was going to interview you. Some guys here around the studio immediately mentioned the same movie that I'm most excited to talk about, and that's Innerspace. What a great movie as a kid. One of my favorites, and I just recently watched it, and talking about props, I think about the scene where you tell Martin Short, you know, go ahead and put a little bourbon down your throat, and you got your little mini itty bitty flask out there, your prop, and got filled up with bourbon. What was in that itty bitty flask?
Yeah, but listen to some Sam Cooke, too.
That's right, Cupid, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that was, I loved doing that movie. I met Meg Ryan when I was doing that film, and Marty Short, we used to just hang out in my trailer and just howl with laughter. That's what I remember about that film. What a great time. And you know, I spent the whole thing in this little pot.
it had to be interesting to act with another actor, but you really don't see them. How did that work out?
It's surprisingly well, actually, and what an easy gig. I guess it was kind of like training for when I did the Ellen show, because I would have a little earwig that was a, you know, like a speaker in my ear, and listened to the what was being said on set, you know, because I was supposed to be inside of Marty Short's body, and just do it. It was like doing radio, like what we're doing right now, a little bit.
Great chemistry on that set, obviously, with you and Martin Short, and of course, something sparked there with you and Meg Ryan. We're talking with the great Dennis Quaid. If you want to get tickets to his fall tour, go to DennisQuaidIsHere.com. He's a respected actor in Hollywood, also a respected singer and songer.
I don't know about respected, but...
Well, depends on who you talk to, Dennis. I was trying to make you seem like, you know, that you got it all together. Hey, none of us have it all together. But we're excited about seeing this show. It's coming to a city near you, and you can pick up those tickets. DennisQuaidIsHere.com. It looks like you've been staying busy not only with the music and the acting, but I got to give you credit, my man, hitting the gym. I can see those tries. I checked you out on Instagram. I was like, look at Dennis Quaid. He's obviously been hitting the weights. Can you give us a little insight? Because I know you inspire me. You have a hot young wife. You're still looking good in your mid-60s. Tell us the secrets, Dennis. How do you stay so youthful?
I got two guns and a six pack. I hope I don't get pulled over.
So, looking good, my brother.
Well, it's, you know, chasing kids has a lot to do with it, but you know, also is the I lift weights, I do yoga, and I guess I'm banged. You don't let it go, you know, because if it goes, it's gone.
Yeah, and how much time do you spend in the gym? Is this a 5 days a week, 3 days a week? What is the regimen for Dennis Quaid?
About like 3 days a week, we go at it, and you know, once you do it for a long time, you don't have to do it for very long either.
Yeah, 30.
Playing music and, you know, doing a stage show every night, that will definitely keep you in shape.
Yeah, we want to check out this show. Dennis Quaid is here. If you want to get tickets to one of his upcoming shows, as he's going to be having his guitar, telling some great stories. What are some of the stories? Obviously, you don't want to tell them all on this show, but maybe give us a snippet, a snippet of what are some of the stories that you're going to be telling when you're up on stage?
Well, I did, you know, Great Balls of Fire, a little movie I did back in the 80s, and I did not play piano. I played Jerry Lee Lewis in that movie, and I did not play piano before that, and I had a year to prepare for it. And one of my teachers was Jerry Lee Lewis, who taught me the left hand, and I mean, what an icon of rock and roll to get to hang out. He was there on the set every day, over my shoulder, going, "You're getting it wrong, son." And Yeah, that's one of the perks of being an actor. You get to go through all those doors that say authorized personnel only, and you meet these people that, you know, you grew up revering, and it's what a lucky life I've had, basically. That's kind of the theme of the show, is my lucky life.
You tell any stories about your younger days? I think most people know this, that your older brother is Randy Quaid, and with the holidays coming up, I'm wondering if you have any fears Uncle Eddie might show up with the shitter full. Is that a possibility for this Thanksgiving?
That is one of the funniest things I think in film. Merry Christmas, shitter's full.
How was the household? Did you guys grow up in the same house, Dennis and Randy, hanging out and throwing the football in the backyard?
Yeah, yes, we did. And he was an actor. He's one of my five favorite actors in the world, to tell you the truth. And he was, you know, we grew up doing bits and routines and stuff like that. And I followed in his footsteps. I have to admit much. Our dad really was a frustrated actor who got us into acting and have us watch movies or comedians or singers and say, "Watch this person." And it was a blast. He's a great brother.
Were you guys into sports as well? Because he's a big guy. I mean, did you guys have like a lot of competitions? Like you're an athletic guy. He seems like a big guy. Who would win if you guys were to, you know, be maybe playing a game of wiffle ball or maybe a little bit of horse on the basketball court? Is that something that you guys would do?
Well, Randy would always win. He's 4 years older than me, you know. And Randy played high school baseball. He was really good, in fact, you know, on a really great team, Bel Air High School. I was into sports, so I didn't get past Little League with baseball and football. I went out. It's a rite of passage in Texas for you to try out for the football team. And I was basically kind of like, I was small, so I was kind of snickered off the field. And that's how I wound up in the drama department, in fact.
Yeah, just couldn't cut it. Although you've been in some great sports movies, the Rookie one that stands out. We're talking with the great Dennis Quaid. Make sure you go to the website, DennisQuaidIsHere.com. An amazing show coming to a city near you where he's going to have his guitar and a microphone and telling some great stories. You've actually got to play with some of the greats. I saw that you've actually played the Grand Ole Opry. What was that experience like?
That was like a dream of a lifetime, actually. I've done it about three times now. And in fact, I've moved to Nashville, moved there in February, my wife and I, and just loving it. And it's such a livable, great city to be in. Great people. I've gotten to play with some amazing people in my life, and you really get to know them. I bet Bob Seger and Bonnie Raitt, Robbie Krieger of The Doors. I go out and play a lot of charity events with Robbie, and my band did The Sharks. We did a couple of Doors songs, and so I get to do Riders on the Storm with Robbie Krieger. I mean, you can't beat that.
Fantastic. Well, I know Willie Nelson was an inspiration for you. Did you ever roll a big fatty with Willie and sing a song?
I've been on his bus.
Okay, so that means you've smoked a fatty with Willie, because I've been on his bus and I know how it goes.
Hey, if you just walk on that bus, you smoke a fatty with Willie, because it just smokes. At least that was my experience a couple of years ago. But Johnny Cash was really my musical hero, I think, from the 70s and 60s and 70s. He wrote story songs, and they were, for a young guitar player, they were easy songs to learn. And he was a storyteller. That's kind of really what my music is telling stories.
All right. Well, I want to get to some stories. I know you've worked with some of the most iconic leading ladies in Hollywood. So if we could play a quick game, I have a list of some of these names. I'm going to mention the name, all actresses you've worked with, and you just quickly give me the first thing that comes to mind. And again, this show is NC-17, so if something happens to come to mind, just spill it out here on the show if you can. We'll start with...
You're encouraging me to cuss. Okay, go ahead.
We're here with the great Dennis Quaid. He's starred alongside some of the great ladies, leading ladies in Hollywood. Julia Roberts, one of them from the movie Something to Talk About. What comes to your mind when I mention Julia Roberts?
Powerhouse.
How about Cher? You were with her in the movie Suspect. What do you think about with Cher? I always think of her on that aircraft carrier wearing the thong and that. Oh, man, what a body that Cher has, even still to this day.
Yeah. I would say not of this world. That's what comes to mind. She's like up there on a pedestal.
Were you ever romantic with Cher?
No, I was not. She had a boyfriend at the time, and I was too in awe of Cher to have made any kind of move.
Another great singer you had the chance to work with, the great Barbara Streisand in the movie All Night Long. What do you think of when you think of Barbara?
Incomparable. There's nobody that, I mean, she was 40 at the time, and I was like 25. I was playing her kind of younger lover with then Gene Hackman played my dad. He was also seeing her in a movie called All Night Long. She was like 40 years old, and Barbara Streisand had a glow about her that, I mean, really an actual aura. The only person I've ever met that had an aura that you could see around her. And Nora was the lover, and what an amazing person.
Wow, you have definitely worked with some of the great ladies in Hollywood. One of the movies people really love to reference when they talk about you, it was kind of like you transitioned from the young hunk to the dad, but you, what a role you played in Parent Trap. When I mention Lindsay Lohan, what comes to mind?
I would say she was a child prodigy. That's what she was. She was 11 years old when she tried out for her screen test for The Parent Trap. And I remember talking to her kind of off to the side, and I could not believe that this kid had all this talent. And, I mean, when we're shooting it, she plays, you know, two different girls. You know, one's English, and one's, the other one's, like, all-American. And I knew better, but I actually kind of, like, came to think maybe there's two girls playing these roles. Because she would just slip into it, like, you know, like she was just sitting down in a chair.
And then finally, Dennis Quaid, our guest here on the Backstage Pass. I'm very curious. This actually broke my heart when you guys broke up. I think America was all heartbroken. Meg Ryan, of course, from Innerspace and DOA. What do you think of, except for ex-wife? What comes to mind when I mention the great Meg Ryan?
Sweetness. I met her when she was, I think she was 24. And, you know, I think I was, you know, just barely 30. And, you know, we had a great relationship. It was during, you know, an amazing time in both of our careers. And, you know, I watched her go from, you know, she'd been doing a soap opera the just, you know, months before, I think, that she got that part. And, I watched her just blossom into this, you know, into everybody's girl next door. Yeah. And, you know, intelligent, really a lot of fun. And, you know, what an amazing time.
And you guys have how many children? Yeah, just one?
We had one, Jack Quaid. And, yeah, he's doing The Boys now on streaming. And he turned out to be an actor. What do you know?
What do you know? He's definitely got it in his blood. We're excited to be talking with Dennis Quaid. Make sure you go check out this show. He's actually hitting the road with his guitar and his microphone. Some great stories and great times. I'm going to try to go see one of these shows. I mean, you're going to be in New York, in Pennsylvania, Illinois. He's traveling all over the country doing this show. And you can make sure to follow him on Instagram to find out more. Also, DennisQuaidIsHere.com. I want to quickly, before we let you go, there's an upcoming film that you're doing. I'm pretty excited about. Can you update us on Reagan? It's a historical drama about our former president, Ronald Reagan. How did that role come about?
It was the most challenging role of my entire career, actually. You know, I think Ronald Reagan is almost like next to Muhammad Ali as far as everyone in the world recognizing who he was, you know, and knowing him. And so the responsibility doing that in a way. But I didn't try to do an impersonation of him. I tried to just capture, I tried to get inside it to find out what makes him tick. That's what I love about acting. In the film, there's a lot to do post-production with this, and it'll be out, I would say, in the fall of next year.
Well, we'll be looking for it. Also going to be looking for you jamming on that guitar. Dennis, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Good luck and congratulations on that new young hot wife, my man. Nice work.
Laura, she's the love of my life. She truly is. But come out and see me, and I guarantee a good time or your money back, and that's what we'll have.
Dennis Quaid is here. He's actually here on the show with us. Go to DennisQuaidIsHere.com to get your tickets to see him coming up this fall. Hey, Dennis, thanks so much for your time, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you.